Next guest is actually joining us to talk a little basketball, but I think he's out fishing today himself. Longtime NBA assistant coach, one of our basketball insiders, Barry Hecker, with us here on the Bill Riley Show. Hey, Coach.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better than I should be. Probably not as good as you. Are the fish biting today?
Yeah, I'm sitting here in the middle of the Provo down in Heber.
Just you got your phone. You got your phone in the. You got your phone in the Provo. Don't drop it.
Well, that's why you got nets.
That's true. Hey, basketball tonight. 2-1, Golden State leading Cleveland. We haven't had a good game in this series yet, Barry. They've been blowouts all the way. What are you expecting tonight between Golden State and Cleveland?
I think this one's going to be tight. I listened to this coach once, and he said, well, you know, we'll just feel them out in the first quarter. And then, you know, the last game, Cleveland jumped all over them and got that lead. And Golden State spent the whole game trying to catch up. But I think, you know, this game, they're both going to be mentally, you know, ready to play, and I think it's going to be a tighter game.
Barry, was it as simple the other night as Cleveland just came out with more energy and more ready to play than they did in the first two games, or was there something technically they were doing that was different?
Well, I don't think there was that much different. I was kind of checking out the stats last night, and seems when Smith gets off, Cleveland plays really well. And, of course, he had a heck of a game. He had 33 points. And I've always thought he was really talented. I thought he was all-star type talent. But, you know, his head held him back, but he seems to have matured now. And, of course, you know, Curry had a tough game, and Thompson, you know, got bummed up there a little bit. But, you know, Curry will be back. He'll play better. And I just think it's going to be a tighter game.
Barry Hecker with us, talking a little NBA playoff basketball. Obviously, Kevin Love didn't play the other night, and that might have helped the pace of play a little bit, might have helped them defensively too. He's healthy, past the concussion protocol. How do you think Ty Lue uses – how do you think he uses Kevin Love tonight? Does he go with the same lineup he went and bring Love off the bench? Do you start Love? It's funny because all of a sudden Kevin Love, who's a terrific player, has become some sort of a boat anchor for Cleveland. I don't think that's the case, but how do you think they use Love tonight versus the other night?
That's a good question. traditionally, you know, if a guy was a starter, you put him back in the lineup. And that would be my guess. But like you say, you know, they played so well without him, and that's a tough call right there. The other kid that played really good was Thompson. I thought Thompson was unbelievable on the offensive board. So with Love, you know, most of the time you start him, and I wouldn't be surprised if he started in this game. But he could always take him out too. You know, I mean, you can always start a guy and then bring somebody off the bench, so you got some flexibility there.
Are you surprised at how well Cleveland has done on the Splash Brothers? Curry and Thompson neither have shot it well, certainly neither have scored very well in this series either. Is that just been something that you've seen out of Cleveland, the intent? Is that something that you can tell they've made a conscious effort to take away?
Well, I mean, if you can't, you've got to pick those guys up early. That's the key, I think. And, that's a no-brainer. If you let them come down in within shooting range and you're not around, they're going to knock shots on you. But those guys can, you know, even though they haven't shot the ball well, all of a sudden they get hot and they're back to where they started from. My big thing, Bill, is the league has changed so much from passing and cutting and running plays inside to jump shot game. And it just seems like whoever's knocking a jump shot down is the team that wins the game that night, you know. And three-point line is just overwhelming, and a lot of teams play like that now, you know, where before it was let's go inside and then dump it back outside. But you don't see that anymore. You know, you don't see any post play anymore. It's just all, you know, dribble handoff or move the ball around, step back on the three and try to knock it down. And, you know, percentage-wise, well, those two guys are unbelievable shooters. You know, it'll cost you. You know, you live and die by the sword. That's what I always say with a jump shot. You know,
LeBron,
we had a 20-point lead with the Clippers that one night in the playoff. And Craig Sager came up to me and says, what do you think? And I said, it's fool's gold. Because we were knocking threes down, and that wasn't who we were. I mean, we had Randolph and Gasol, and we were more of an inside team. But, you know, now, you know, naming one post player on either team other than, you know, LeBron can go down there and post people up, and usually it's when it's a mismatch.
Well, he was terrific the other night. His message to his teammates, Barry, was follow my lead and do your jobs. LeBron seemed to have a different mindset. He certainly attacked the basket a lot more. Is that what's got to happen? I mean, if Cleveland's going to win this series, does LeBron have to be more offensive-minded, play like he did the other night versus the first two games?
Well, you know, Bill, the great ones find a way to get it done, and he's got to score for them to win. That's obvious, you know. And as the series goes on, and if they get one tonight, now you're back even, you know, you look for him to take over, so to speak, and that's what the really good players do. They take the game over, you know, and the rest of them sit there and watch.
So, what do you think about tonight's game? Who you got?
I got Cleveland again. You know, I got Cleveland, so we'll see. I hope it's Cleveland just a better series. You know, if they lose, and then, you know, obviously they're in big trouble. I think.
Yeah, they said.
Golden State's going to win the series before it's over.
Barry Hecker from the Provo River. He'll have camps coming up here soon in the month of June. Let's talk again next week about basketball and about your camp, should we?
Sure. Just let me throw out there that the next one is not this Monday, but the following Monday at Soccer World, and they got a nice court out there. And if anybody's interested, go to Sports City website. And click on basketball, and that gives you all the information.
Barry Hecker, basketball insider, and fisherman through and through. Good luck on the Provo. I'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Barry. Barry Hecker with us.